Good morning. Good morning. I just want to say this, my strength comes from God this morning, Thursday. Let us pray and pray. Dear Lord, thank you for another day you woke us up in life. Thank you for so much for your grace and mercy, Lord. I praise your name, Lord, and Jesus. I want to live on your, may your life and your love flow through us as we go through about our duties today, so that others may see you through us. Thank you, God, for the two amazing, adorable, loving women, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa, P.K. Roberts Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weathers, on their vision for the master call for the past 7 years plus. Pray for the speaker about to download a word this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. Thank you, God, for the Diaz de Leon family for connecting all us together this morning on this call. Thank you to prayer warriors and the guests that join us on this call this morning. And, God, we pray for my brother this morning, Lord, that he gets up out of that bed in the hospital in Delaware this morning, God. We pray, Heavenly Father, thank you for caring for our well-being, never giving up on us, Lord. Help us to restore and refresh in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear. God bless. Have a great day.
You as well, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that powerful prayer and starting our day with that powerful tag as well. My strength comes from God. Good morning, my TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from sunny Snellville, Georgia. And but it's not quite spring yet. It is still freezing here. But I would love to tell you about our call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on this scripture coming to you from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement on the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Cynthia did, or as a host, such as what I'm doing, or share a word from the Lord, or maybe you might even have a prayer request or a praise report that you would like to submit, you can submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we were all woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we are still featuring the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. And we have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And there is also a bypass number if you need, and that bypass number is 716-293-9707. And today is Thursday. It's Testimonial Thursday for the New Morning Motivational Call. And today, our speaker on the line we have is our very own Pastor Candy Gelinieu. Pastor Candy Gelinieu is no stranger to this ministry. She joined the TMC family in 2010. She has two adult children, Jaira and Alexander. She was married to Stanley Gelinieu for almost 39 years prior to his death in 2015. Pastor Candy is a retired Illinois licensed teacher, and as a corporate executive, she contributed to several Fortune 500 companies for many years. After 2.5 years of training through Coach U, Pastor Candy was awarded the distinction of Professional Certified Coach by the International Coach Federation in 2005. She has worshipped at Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois for the past 24 years, where Dr. Bill Winston is her senior pastor. She became an ordained pastor in 2014. While Pastor Candy was not called to pastor a church, she was called to minister the joy, grace, and glory of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Pastor Candy has a coaching ministry, Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus, the storms of life cannot defeat us. She's a faculty member of the Joseph School for Business and Entrepreneurs and a consultant for the Illinois Small Business Development Center. But for God raising her above the clouds many times, Pastor Candy would have been swooped away by the tornadoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis that have hit her life. We are so delighted to welcome our own Pastor Seclanda Candy Gelinieu. Pastor Candy, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you so much. Good morning, my TMC family. God bless you this morning. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for greeting the callers, making everyone feel welcome and comfortable as they called in. Thank you, Minister Rebecca. Thank you so much for hosting the call and doing all that you do. Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, you women exemplify the godly woman. Your lives are a testament to a virtuous woman. And thank you for your obedience to birthing the Master's call. It has been a blessing to so, so many people. And TMC family, without you, there would be no Master's call. Thank you for your faithfulness. And please, make it a priority to be a blessing to others as you are blessed. Let's pray. Father God, I come before you this morning thanking you for the word that you have placed in my heart. I thank you for the privilege to present this message to your people. I pray that somebody will receive your word today and be a better witness for you. I pray that hearts are humble and open to receiving your word today. I ask that you speak through my lips from my heart with your words unchanged, unfiltered, and unhindered. I come against any outside influence or force, and I release your spirit over this call right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This morning, TMC family, I want to talk about something with which we can all relate. How many of you have done something foolish, as it would be regarded by most people? I can recall a time when I was in my late teens, early 20s, maybe between 19 and 21 years old. I was riding down one of the major highways along the lakefront in Chicago. Long after midnight, probably between 1 and 3 o'clock a.m., with some college friends. And a top hit, a popular song, one of the most popular R&B songs that was out at the time, came on the car radio. The driver announced suddenly, "Oh, no, y'all, this is my jam." And he hit the brakes, blasted the radio as loud as it would go, put the car in park, and right there in the middle of the highway, got out of the car and began to dance. And wouldn't you know it, immediately, as surprised as we were, the four of us who were in the car with him and the five friends in the car behind us all joined him as we proceeded to make Lakeshore Drive a dance room. Uh-huh, a dance room. As I look back on it now, I realize, although it was a fun college experience and a lifelong memory, it was, nonetheless, very, very foolish. Other cars that came had to drive around us, and but for God looking out for us, we could have been badly hurt or killed. And even though we were not thinking about God, he was protecting us. Glory, hallelujah. Even back then, thank you, Jesus. You all can probably relate because you might be able to think of something that you have done that also could be deemed as foolish. So, TMC family, my topic this morning is looking foolish for God. I think it would be safe to say that we all know that Christians worship and praise differently. Something that is quote-unquote business as usual for one Christian or Christian group would be completely out of character for another, such as dancing in church or praying out loud at any time, anywhere, church or otherwise. The use of instruments in church. Many times people resist and neglect to do things because they are afraid of being embarrassed. Well, let me tell you a little bit about embarrassment. It is a trick of the enemy. Embarrassment is the feeling of discomfort felt when some aspect of ourselves is or threatens to be witnessed by or otherwise revealed to others. And we think that this revelation is likely to undermine or discredit the image of ourselves that, for whatever reason, we seek to protect to those others. It's similar to being shame in some sense, except that shame may be experienced for an act known only to oneself. In other words, one can be ashamed of something that no one else knows about, that only you know about. Also, embarrassment usually carries the connotation of being caused by an act that is merely socially unacceptable rather than morally wrong. The church in which I grew up was my uncle's church, a church of God in Christ. There, they had altar call. They tarried for the Holy Ghost for hours upon hours upon hours. They spoke in tongues and, quote unquote, got happy, as it was termed when you danced or jumped, ran around the church, fell to the floor or fell over chairs, and screamed out loud in praises. They taught against women wearing makeup except powder on your face. They taught against women wearing pants. Your dresses needed to be at or below your knees. You couldn't go to the movie theater, and you could not dance or go to parties. To some Christians, that behavior and those beliefs were looked upon as foolish. And those Christians would have been embarrassed to do such things. However, I believe that the saints who attended my uncle's church were not concerned about looking foolish for God because their hearts endeavored to please God to be obedient to what they understood his word to say, or in many cases, what they had heard somebody else say the word said. They were humble and not embarrassed or ashamed of looking foolish for God. I'm talking about looking foolish for God. Now, let me tell you about some other folks who looked foolish for God. Once upon a time, there was a man named Noah who began building an ark during a time of drought. There had been no rain for years. People called him crazy when he told them that God had told him to build an ark because it was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. They thought Moses was foolish because he always carried his rod. Sarah looked foolish when she announced that she was pregnant at 90 years old. Joshua and the Israelites looked foolish marching around Jericho. David looked foolish going up against the giant, Goliath, with a slingshot and some rocks. How foolish do you think Esther looked when she went before the king without being summoned? The lepers looked foolish marching into Samaria. Mary looked foolish as a pregnant girl, saying she had never had a man. The wise men looked foolish following a star. To the other disciples, Peter looked foolish stepping out of the boat into the sea to meet Jesus. Daniel looked foolish petitioning to God instead of the king, knowing he would be thrown into the lion's den. The woman with the issue of blood looked foolish pressing her way to simply touch Jesus' clothes. Paul and Silas were regarded as foolish by the other prisoners because they chose to praise God while they were in prison. Many thought the three Hebrew boys were foolish to not bow down to the king. The disciples thought it was foolish to think that 5,000 people could be fed with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And the people, even his followers, thought it was foolish for Jesus to allow the Romans to beat him and crucify him. As Pastor Vanessa preached earlier this week, nevertheless, these men and women of God made a choice to look foolish for God. We're talking about looking foolish for God. You know, the things we did in the natural as we grew older and matured, we look back on now and see how foolish they were. We don't do those things anymore. But the foolish things we do for God, we do because we love him and we want to please him. And no matter how foolish they may look to others, we do them anyway. And we'll do them again and again. You see, we know that there is a purpose in doing what we do for him. Noah and his family were saved when it rained 40 days and nights, destroying everything on earth that was not on that ark. God told Moses to stretch out his rod, and the Red Sea parted with dry land on the bottom so God's people could escape the Egyptian soldiers. Sarah did give birth to Isaac at 90 years of age. And as Joshua circled the 7th time and blew the shofar around Jericho, those walls came tumbling down. Goliath was killed with one single stone from David's slingshot. And Esther stopped the Jewish genocide by going before the king. The lepers saw the Syrian army flee. Mary gave birth to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The lions in the den didn't touch Daniel, and the wise men found the Messiah. Peter did walk on water. He was the only one besides Jesus recorded to walk on water. And the woman who for 12 years had an issue of blood was healed when she touched Jesus' garment. The shackles fell off of Paul and Silas as they walked out of the prison. And the three Hebrew boys came out of the fiery furnace without a burn nor the smell of smoke on them. 5,000 were fed with the little boy's lunch. And Jesus went from the cross to the grave And from the grave he went into hell and defeated death. Then he ascended back to the Father with his blood that he shed on the cross for us. Saints, that same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives. It lives on the inside of you and me. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach the good news of Jesus Christ. I promise you, when you do that, you can hold your head up high. You don't have to be embarrassed to sound and look foolish for God. You are a child of the Most High. You are a child of the Creator of the universe. You are a child of the one and only true living God. And he will never, never, ever leave you or forsake you. So my TMC family, go ahead. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed to look foolish for God. Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Thank you, Pastor Candy, for that profound and on-time word on being foolish for God. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, join me as we pray and lift up all of our prayer requests to the throne room. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we're so glad in it. We thank you for the wonderful blessings you gave us, Lord, and Pastor Candy. Thank you for doing exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine, Lord. Thank you for strengthening her from your glorious unlimited resources with your power through your Spirit and her inner being, Lord. And thank you for blessing her into overflow that flows out to her family and her community and to us, Lord. And we also thank you, Lord, for our Dr. PK and our Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for blessing them and just doing exceedingly above all that they can ask for or imagine. Thank you for Artist Life, Lord, and the Diaz de Leon family and the Kings of Artists. And thank you for just continuing to bless them all and give them wisdom and revelation, Lord, and the mind of Christ. Lord, we also lift up any of our family members who are going through any trials of sickness. Lord, we thank you for healing them. Lord, we are also lifting up our brother Garner Cox. Thank you for giving him new breath, Lord, through your Spirit, and just restoring his lungs and giving peace and strength to his family and to Minister Cynthia. Lord, we thank you for the strong testimony that you have, Lord, in him. Thank you for comforting any of our bereaved family members and just giving them whatever it is that they need, Lord, at this time, Lord, and that is your presence and your comfort. Thank you for our TMC families. Thank you for the body of Christ, Lord, and thank you for just empowering us and loving on us, Holy Spirit. We love you, and we praise your name, and we thank you that your kingdom comes and your will is done here on this earth that you call, the master's call and artist and the body of Christ, Lord. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call our playback number at 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-pound. And our new morning motivational call is next. And that number again is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number there is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Pastor Ken. Oh, I'm sorry, Minister Cynthia, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Pastor Candy, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, as we leave this call today, I pray that each person under the sound of my voice from this day forward will have the boldness of Joshua so that their satanic walls will tumble down. I pray for each one to have the faith and confidence in you as David did, so that demonic giants in their lives and the lives of those they touch are defeated. And as always, I pray that we hear and see you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. TMC family, go out. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Bye-bye.